This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us and being part of the conversation, being part of the solution for that matter. Seriously, I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I so much appreciate the time that you spend, you know, listening to the show, sending me emails, responding to what's going on the show mostly. But I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, I got a bunch of stories to get to, including the Epstein story. Now, some of you who have been listening for a while, did you do what I told you to do? In the last hour, I wanted you to write down what you think. Right? Why do you think that ABC would have held that story 3 years ago? What was happening 3 years ago that would cause them or want them or have them think that they needed to hold that story? And I don't want to hear, I'm not really interested in hearing some of you are going to say, well, you know, they said it wasn't ready yet and the story hadn't been vetted properly. You mean like all the stories they read about Trump that weren't vetted properly? We can go all the way back to Bush, right, when they had copies of files of how he got thrown out of the military, and we found out later on it was a hoax. Because why? They didn't vet it properly. But they ran with it. It's all good. Then you have Kavanaugh, right? I mean, they ran with those stories. None of them were vetted. You know, it's really funny. They're still calling, you know, him a sexual predator, what have you. And you have nothing. You have nothing but somebody's word. He's denied it, and as a matter of fact, I'll even go one step further. You don't even have somebody's word anymore. Two of the three people said it didn't happen. They don't remember being there. They can't recall it after all of that. One person said they were willing to do anything to make sure he didn't get appointed. What they realize that they haven't done now, or what they've done now, is they've opened it up now to where the Republicans aren't going to believe any of those things. It's going to make it easier for them to appoint people that may have actually done something wrong. Because they cried wolf. Remember the cried wolf story? That's what the Democrats do, keep doing. They're not going to stop. Because in their mind, if they keep one judge from getting appointed, they win. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right, so before I actually play that clip and rip it apart for a while, or have some fun with it for a while. We have, let's put this ABC Epstein news in context. So they've known, first of all, they've known about him for years. This is nothing new. But the elitists, like the Weinsteins of the world, and we were just talking about that a little while ago. Why aren't these people turned in sooner? When you find out how many people knew what was going on for years, I'm not going to say decades, but at least for years, how come these people aren't turned in sooner? Most of the time, it's because the person who knows what's going on wants something for themselves. Most of the people, that even with Weinstein, whatever his name is, most of the people involved with him, most of the women involved with him, said that they knew it would hurt their careers. That's why they didn't say anything. How'd that fare for the other women? What are you willing to give up? I mean, seriously, our founding fathers were willing to give up life, cattle, real estate, family, the whole nine yards to give you what they believe you needed, what you would want. They sat on this story for 3 years. Why would they think about
what happened 3 years ago?
Right? It was the Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton year. Who was one of the people implicated in the Epstein story? Our favorite man, Billy Bob Clinton. So Bill Clinton, and God only knows who else, right, was part of the story. Why wouldn't they be? Look at all the friends that ABC would be making. First off, they really felt like Hillary was going to win. So by making sure that the story doesn't get out, then Donald doesn't stand a chance, does he? And Hillary would win, and they would protect Billy Bob. It's really that simple. And at that point, they never had to come out. At ABC, they wanted an inroads, with not just with the Clintons, but with others, including the prince, or the royalty in England. And the story wasn't up to their editorial standards. Have you, you know, if ABC is listening, have you read some of your stories? Where exactly is that editorial standard? I'd like to, is there someplace we can go read it? And then we can match it up to some of those other stories? I mean, come on. Can we stop with the hypocrisy for real? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Until people decide to tell the truth, until people start to come forward for real, we're going to have this. Weinstein, Bill Clinton. I mean, people knew this was going on around them on a regular basis. Right? Clinton, Epstein, Weinstein. I mean, the list would grow. How do you stop it? We have to shed light on it. If there's people working around them, you know that the people working around some of these that are getting taken advantage of, I'm not going to go through them all again. You can find them on my website. We did story after story after story about what was going on in Nickelodeon and other places, kids being thrown under the bus, basically for all intents and purposes being sexual slaves, right, to be in the movies or to be on a show. You've heard it. You've ignored it for years. When I say you know I'm not talking about everybody. But the ones that it pertains to, if you were any part of any of this, fix it. Make it right. We come back, we'll hear what the ABC reporter had to say about this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being involved, being engaged, being part of, as I like to say. You know, de Blasio, we're talking about Epstein not committing suicide. When you have de Blasio, who everybody seems to, you know, well, I guess if you live in New York, maybe not so much. But you always hear great things about him, how wonderful he is, how progressive he is. When de Blasio comes out and says, you know, I don't want to second guess my medical examiner, but we may have a problem here. And it's great, because at least he's fessing up to this an issue. He finds it hard to believe. There's many Democrats right now that find it extremely hard to believe that Epstein killed himself. Really, think about it. If you understand, and I'm not going to go through all the medical stuff because it's boring as heck to me. I don't quite get it all, and I don't need to get it all. But again, you've got a medical examiner now coming out and saying, you know, there might be some problems here. Things might not be coming together the way they should. You know what I'm saying? So let's listen to what Amy Robeck from ABC News Anchor. Apparently she had a story years ago. I don't know about you guys, but I have no reason not to believe her. Maybe some of you guys do, but I don't. So I have no reason not to believe her. She said she had the story. ABC said it wasn't ready for prime time. I don't know if it was ABC that wasn't ready for it or the story wasn't ready for it. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll play the video, and then I'm going to come back to a private pathologist who now is really questioning whether or not Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide and challenges the conclusion. Now, does this change anything for anybody listening to the show? Probably not. But if you think about everything that went down, if you don't think the left is working 24/7 against us, I don't know what you're smoking. Let's see.
Virginia Roberts, we would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we...
Now think about that. Think about the fact that people at ABC said they didn't know who Jeffrey Epstein was. Is that a joke or what? Should you really believe what they have? I mean, again, this goes back to, should you believe what they say?
Had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that also quashed the story.
So, because we couldn't vote on royalty, I'm sorry, because it might include royalty, we had to make sure we didn't say anything. Shh, don't say anything. Because then, you know, the fact that little girls were being either raped or sexually assaulted, sexually abused, it's not important. We need to make sure that we have access to royalty, right?
And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the plane. So she told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything.
Now, this woman needs to be careful. I'm not saying that trying to be melodramatic. She needs to be careful. She has seen. She knows. She has spoken about it, and even as of late, talking about it. Right? You just never know. She might get Clintonite or whatever it's called.
I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations that I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like, every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal.
See, and she's not even talking about everything, just what's come out so far, and what we had is so unreal. Other women now coming forward backing it up.
Other women backing it up. Hey, yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney, 3 years ago saying, there will come a day where we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known.
We won't know that. I mean, if we do, it'll be nothing but an act of God that gets it out. But right now, we don't know that.
I had it all 3 years ago.
So there's an employee that's off camera. You can't really hear them that well. And the employee is saying, you can barely pick it up on the microphone. But the creepy thing is we would make access to all these high-profile people.
Well, then I got a little concerned about why I couldn't get on. He told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything.
This is the one that was in hiding for 12 years. Okay? She had pictures. She had information. She knew the names. She knew the people. She couldn't have, and I'm glad she didn't give her name. And I hope they don't. I hope they don't find out who that woman is, because she's done for if they do.
She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton, we had everything. So do I think he was killed? 100%. Yes, I do. Because you want to, he made his whole living blackmailing people.
I've said that for a year now. There's no way that guy made that kind of money in hedge funds. And if you look at the list of people he had on that plane going to that island, taking advantage of those girls, they don't know what he had. How hard would it have been? Think of the people he knew. Start going through their bank accounts. Start looking at the bank accounts of the people that he was flying back and forth. I wonder how much money they actually did give him. And speaking to three different attorneys now, this case doesn't have to be closed. It's not done. Those people that were involved under Epstein are still guilty. You like what I said that?
Yeah.
So she was just asked again off camera. So you really believe that he was 100% killed? She said yes. Yeah, they know.
There were a lot of men in those planes, a lot of men who visited that island, a lot of powerful men who came into that apartment.
Now, if I was her right now, I'd be petrified since this got out. Because they know she's seen this. I mean, they know. This is a Project Veritas film, by the way, video. So they know that she knows who they are. They know that she knows what they've done. We'll do more of this on the other side of the break. Joe Mastino, your host, this is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mastino here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, won't testify in the impeachment inquiry as requested. EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland is now saying he told a Ukrainian official that American military aid would probably be held up unless Ukraine announced a corruption probe. Senator Lindsey Graham.
I think this is a sham process. I think the substance
is not worthy of an impeachment discussion. Read the phone call for yourself. I don't care what anybody else says about the phone call. The phone call I made up my own mind is fine.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Unlike just about everything else that comes to the Senate, the Majority Leader doesn't have much ball control here. If it were today, I don't think there's any question it would not lead to a removal.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. He might have sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back.
We are back.
Soon as we could see.
Yeah, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. I just, you know what, I hit the wrong buttons all the time. I get these sausage fingers. I reach over, hit the button, and I get they're hearing me in China and not locally. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We're listening to the audio, video, from Amy Robach with ABC News. She had all the information I've seen 3 years ago. Many people had it. If you didn't know what was going on, you didn't know what he was doing, you must have been in a coma. It really is that simple. So, Amy is venting some frustration, and she was caught on video doing it. Now, I'm truly, now that this hit this morning, you don't see any of the left doing this, by the way. The left-leaning news sources, they're really not dealing with this at all. And even ABC came out and said, you know, there was really nothing here. It wasn't ready for prime time. I don't think ABC even knows what's ready, what prime time is. At all. So, but to hear her tell, and again, she has got to be careful. And I don't mean that to scare her, but she's got to be careful. Because she's saying she knows that these people, you know, they're powerful people. There was a lot of men on those planes, a lot of men who visited that island. A lot of powerful men that went to the apartment. They didn't go there for tea and crumpets. We tell you what, there were young underage girls there. There were girls that being forced into sex. Take a listen. There is an off-camera employee, so you can barely hear him, so I'll repeat what she's saying. It sounds like it's a woman. She says, when I heard he was found dead in his jail cell, I was like...
Found in his jail cell. I knew immediately. And they made it seem as though he made that suicide attempt 2 weeks earlier, but his lawyers claimed that he was roughed up by his cellmate around the neck. That was all, like, to plant the seed.
We talked about it on this show at the time. We said the same thing. Right? I mean, you have to be a moron to really believe that what he was trying to do or what he did was commit suicide. Right? I mean, seriously, here was a guy. Look at, he had all the cards. No kidding. He had all the cards. If he wanted to play it out and say, look, I got names, dates, and places of people that are so powerful it's pathetic. You want that information? I want a deal. I will come clean. I will deal. I will tell you what's going on. I want a pass, or I want a short sentence, or. There hasn't been, I think they were saying there hadn't been a killing or something like that in 44 years in that jail. And yet all of a sudden, the cameras went down. The two guards watching him fell asleep. I mean, we go on and on and on with all these things. That if this really happened this way, if this really went down this way, then, you know, people close to him, they need to buy a lottery ticket. Because you know what the odds are of all that happening at one time?
And then, slime, I really believe it. Like, really believe it.
She's saying that she really believes now that he was killed. There's no question in her mind. With everything he knew, with everything that went down, with the people he had connections with, he's done. Now, the person off screen is saying he's got to have left evidence, like in the room.
Unexplainable. Ghislaine Maxwell, who I had all sorts of stuff on her too. I love every. I'm like, it's so funny to hear everyone say her name next. I'm like, oh my God, like, I had all this. And everyone's like, who's that? Who cares? I kept getting that. Who cares?
She's right. She's venting, or she's irritated because she had all this information 3 years ago. She knew about Epstein. Who was covering for him 3 years ago? Who with ABC? Now, remember, we saw all kinds of information come out on Hillary's team. Remember, there were memos all over the place about how Hillary's team, or I should say ABC, NBC, CBS, they were clearing stories through Hillary's team. So you got to think about this. What, do you really think they were going to let this fly?
She knows everything. She knows. She should be careful. Well, she was his, like, she went out and recruited all of these girls.
This was his right-hand woman, if you would. And you saw her in plenty of pictures with Epstein. Plenty of pictures with what she had going with her and him and other women, other girls, other young girls. I'm telling you, they need to come forward. They need to nail those men. Those men shouldn't get away with this. I don't care what party they're with or not with or who they are or aren't. This needs to come out.
She should watch her back. Because if she goes, I mean, I'd have, like, security guards all around me.
She should have security guards all around her now. No. In all sincerity, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to make a joke. Not lighthearted, whatever. But she knows as much as she seems to know. What she's kind of let out during this video. I don't know if they did it undercover. I don't know if they caught it by accident. I don't know what the deal is. I'm not going to pretend to know. But lady, now they know that they know what you know. They know what you've seen. They know what you've dug up. You have to be careful too. I would put this on tape somewhere. I would put it out in 15 different places if anything happened to me or somehow I was threatened. I would let them know it's all over the place. Really, I would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Now, you heard her say, when she heard that he was dead, that he committed suicide, she said, no way. They killed him. Really that simple. And they did a dry run, or I don't know if you want to call it a dry run, or they were just setting the foundation, setting the groundwork to make it seem like he killed himself. So there's an article that came out in USA Today last week. Private pathologist questioned whether Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide, but the medical examiner stands by what she said. Now, when you think about that, here you have Again, we've heard it on radio. You've seen it on TV. You've heard independents talk about this, independent doctors and others. They say the way he had the break, there's no way that happened in the way he committed suicide. It couldn't have happened. So New York City's chief medical examiner said there's no need for a second investigation. Please don't. Please don't. Into Jeffrey Epstein's death. A pathologist hired by the family argued that the injuries to the disgraced financier definitely point to homicide and not suicide. Epstein was 66. He died while awaiting his trial, right? We all know this on federal sex trafficking charges, right? The chief medical examiner, Dr. Barbara Sampson, she quickly ruled. Interesting. Quickly ruled. She didn't take her time, work it through, that Epstein died of suicide by hanging and refuted conspiracy theories that foul play was involved. You know, I can't go through it here, but I mean, he hung himself not from anything high in the room. He had to get on his knees. He had to lean forward and pretty much thrust himself forward. Now, people have committed suicide like this before, but it's not fast. And it's not really hanging. Michael Baden, a former New York City medical examiner who was hired by Epstein's brother, said in a news interview that the broken bones in Epstein's neck indicated a huge amount of pressure. There were findings that are unusual for suicide by hanging, more consistent with homicidal strangulation. Right? Because the way the bones were broken. Now, curiosity ran on one of the broken neck bones, the hyoid, I guess it was called. It's been at the center of the theories about Epstein's death. Right, news outlets reported in August that Epstein suffered broken bones in his neck, but the Post, the Washington Post, which first reported on the injuries, they cited experts saying that such breaks should occur in people who hang themselves, particularly if they're older. Why would the Washington Post cover for others? Why would the Washington Post be the only one reporting it that way? Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll finish this up in the next segment. We'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, Mexico. No way, Daddy. Yeah.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Texting and reading and truly being part of the conversation. There's just so much going on in the news. This whole thing with the Epstein story. Some of you have heard this before, and it's becoming, you know, over and over and over again. But when you hear mainstream media screams that Donald Trump, he's creating a problem because people now don't believe. You know, they don't trust the media. They don't believe the media. Well, Donald Trump didn't do that to you. You guys did that to yourself. When you're turning down stories like this, you did it to yourself. I mean, I can go on and on with this stuff that you guys have created on your own. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, as I love to say, being part of the solution. Have any of you heard that the, first of all, over the weekend, apparently there was, and I don't have all the details, but I want to touch on it anyway, But you had the New York police were accosted all over the place, right? Especially the ones in the subway system. And apparently they were chanting these protesters. They're not protesters. But the protesters were chanting that the police needed to go because they were racist. And what I would love to see, I don't want anybody to get hurt badly. Notice I said badly. But they run around screaming, we don't need the police, get the police gone, they're all racist or what have you. But who do they call when the crap hits the fan? Who do they call when they need help? I mean, seriously. But this is what your professors, the ones that you live so, say that it's not a problem with. And you conservatives decided not to teach anymore because you didn't want the aggravation. Now you're getting the aggravation is spilled out of the classroom, and now it's in the subways. Now it's in the streets. Now it's in the workplace. Because these kids think that they're entitled to act like this. And AOC is in full support of what they did. She came out and said she was. Right? The cops were being accosted for all intents and purposes. Right? And they what is it? In one case, they ran the subway. They wouldn't pay the fare because the fare was too much money. Right, there were thousands of anti-police protesters. You know, Giuliani and others have beat their brains out to clean up the police department in New York. They've got a great police department. Look, they all have problems, and the bigger they get, the more problems they have. There is no utopia in anything. You kids want utopia? Go start your own city in the middle of the country somewhere. You can bring in water and electricity, or you can live off the land or not live off the land. You can live off the wind turbines and not live. Do any way you want to. But they took the streets of Brooklyn, downtown Brooklyn. They blocked traffic. They vandalized city buses. They were shouting at the cops. They vandalized some of the cop cars. And we're supposed to take them seriously. See, protesting was never meant to be to damage public property. I want to see if they have the guts to arrest these people. Probably de Blasio doesn't want them to. Right? I mean, really that simple. They were running around with banners that read, F the police. Don't let these pigs touch us. I mean, back in the 60s, don't let these pigs touch us. So when you're bleeding out, because you've done something stupid and you fought with one of those other people in your group and they've cut you, do you not want the pig to touch you to keep you from bleeding out? Demonstration was a response to a planned crackdown on fare evasion by the NYPD and two controversial police actions in Brooklyn. So think about that. So the police were going to start enforcing people who skipped out on fares, who jumped over the turnstiles, which they still have. So you ride the system for free. So they do want free. Everything should be free, right? In one of the incidents, a New York police officer sent strap hangers scrambling. I don't know what that means. When he pointed his pistol towards a window from the platform at the Franklin Avenue station, they all got crazy and started running. Another incident showed an officer caught on camera slugging a 15-year-old. Now, what they don't tell you was the 15-year-old was fighting with them. But that was the straw that broke the camel's back. One protester, a 31-year-old woman who works in media, said, I mean, it's monstrous. My blanking tax dollars are going for this? It doesn't make any sense. As the protesters fanned out the streets Friday, a group surrounding a nearby MTA bus. What do? They vandalize it. Because that makes sense. Let's cause as much damage as humanly possible to prove that you don't need police around. Call the NYPD KKK. Over. So if black people can't be racist, which I hear from the left on a regular basis, then why do they keep calling black people racist? Well, actually, it's black conservatives they'll call racist. Black policemen they'll call racist. Right? Just asking. I'm trying to understand. And the argument, this whole thing started because they were going to stop people from busting through the turnstiles and not paying for the train. Is that what you've raised? Is that what we've raised? I'm not going to say we because I'm not part of that. Is that what we've raised? A bunch of entitled people, entitled young people who think that they have a right to do this kind of thing? The one subway rider urged the protesters to stop yelling at the officers in the station. And then the crowd started turning on her. They began yelling at her. Because she was trying to make it so that there could be a peaceful demonstration, so they could make their point without destroying things. She said, I live here. This is my subway stop. I felt bad seeing the police getting bullied. And this is a high school teacher. Hyman added that she's sympathetic to the protesters' message, but hates their vitriol and outrage and their violence. See, again, you want to protest? Do it the right way. Put a concerted effort together. Protesting the rise of, subway fares by rushing the subway, jumping over the turnstiles, not paying the bill. Oh, that makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it? That's exactly the way to do it, because things will work out so well. Now, AOC, a lawmaker, right? I mean, not that she made laws for this particular situation, but a lawmaker, AOC, she's in line with the protesters. She supports what they were doing. So here's what she supports. She supported them vandalizing the bus. She's supporting them vandalizing police cars. She's supporting them, right, stealing train rides, in essence, because they're jumping the turnstiles. So she's just supporting anarchy. She's behind them. She's a lawmaker. This is not how she's supposed to be acting or what she's supposed to be doing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. But she didn't end it there. Earlier in the week, AOC, she said that the white companies helped hurricanes kill black and brown lives, basically. I mean, she says things. I think after she says it, she starts thinking, wait a minute, that didn't come out right. She can't be that stupid. That's why I'm saying it that way. At the House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on Civil Rights, AOC ruthlessly attacked predominantly white companies for their alleged roles in climate change. See, what she knows that we don't know is that climate change only affects black people and brown people. White people aren't affected by, you know, snow and rain and hurricanes and that kind of stuff. People that are producing climate change, the folks that are responsible for the largest amount of emissions or communities or corporations, well, they tend to be predominantly white, right? That was her question. While she was attacking these companies, she wanted somebody to tell her that these companies are predominantly white. She said it has to be because predominantly black and brown lives in these storms and hurricanes are affected. Could be that Mother Nature's mad at you, right? My own grandfather died in the aftermath of the 2017 Hurricane Maria. We can't act as though the inertia and history of colonization doesn't play a role in this. These are all those terms that they throw at you in college. They teach these kids in college, make them feel self-aware, self-important, like they've got two brain cells to rub together. She is one of the most ignorant people, I believe, that we have sent to Congress in a long time. No, really. I can't think of the guy's name. Tammy knows it off the top of her head by now. But the one who was concerned that Guam was going to tip over because we had too many people on one side of the island. Right? This is the best you got? And I'll leave you with Maxine Waters, Sheila Jackson Lee, Nancy Pelosi. This is their A-Team. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with us for the rest of the week.